I think sometimes we really do make things too difficult. I want to tell you a quick story about this past Sunday when I saw these two great looking grandparents. They just were studly. I want to talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. One, two.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. So the other day, like I was telling you in the intro, we went to Sam's Club in some parts of the country. I'm sure it's called Costco. However, we're sitting there and we're sitting and the kids are having a slice of pizza, and I look over and I see this beautiful looking couple with their grandkids, and I told Kate instantly, I said, look at that, look at those fit grandparents. They have to be, I want to say they were probably about 68 to 70 years old. Let me just give you a little, let's see if I can depict what they look like. So you got the grandma. She's got a little short haircut. She's got the gray hair look. She looked beautiful, beautiful, just beautiful woman. I mean, she looked fit. It looked like she likes to go for jogs, for runs, a little bit of strength training, but mostly probably walking, eating right, eating her fruits and vegetables. The grandpa, I mean, I'm telling you, fit guy. Earlier on in the store, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Sam's Club, but they like to sell shoes. So they sell shoes now, and they have those type of boots that are like climbing boots or you go for long walks in. What I imagine is someone like carrying a cane, and they have the boots with the long socks. And if you get my drift, it's just kind of like that hiking boot. And I asked Kate, I said, so at what age do I need to, can I start wearing those with shorts? So I see the grandpa and that's what he's wearing, but I think it's studly. I think it's so cool. And he's fit too. You can just tell that he probably works with his hands. He's not very big. He's just muscular. He doesn't weigh a lot. He's just muscular. He's just a muscular man. You can tell that he's strength trained. He probably goes for runs with his wife, walks, that type of thing, eats right. So I look down and I see that they have purchased some grapes, and then they purchased some nuts and like almonds or something, and they're feeding it to the grandkids. And then I see one of them also has a churro, so they're all sharing the churro together, and it just made me feel really good. So I told Kate, I said, that's what I want to be. When we get to that age, I want to be able to move. I want to be able to look like I move. I want to be able to someone look at me and someone goes, wow, look at those grandparents, man. They're studly. Look at that guy. Look at that girl. Wow. They just look strong. Not where you look at someone and you go, man, I hope they last. I can't stand that. I hate to judge. I'm not judging them. I'm not judging anybody. I love the appearance of strength. Something about looking fit, about looking healthy as you get older is just strength, because you're better. I think you're better and more healthy than, I'm going to just put a number out there, 9 out of 10. Because most people don't do it. Most people don't. I love to think too that I have no idea how old they are. I'm just going to guess, like I said earlier. I think it's pretty cool that they are closer to 70, you could tell, and they just fit people. And how I know they were fit, as we're walking out of the store, I see me and Kate are watching the kids, and the kids are probably anywhere from the ages of 4 all the way to 9 years old. So the little 4-year-old, he kind of darts real quick as we're getting through the checkout, as they check you out, as you go through and scan your stuff or whatever. And he kind of darts real quick. Well, she jumps out in front of the basket and grabs him. Like, I'm talking about, like, if she was trying to score the winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, she grabbed him and pulls him back because he's about to get hit by someone else and this and that. But she moved so quickly. I hadn't seen someone that age or any age recently move that quickly. And I just sit, and Kate looks at me and she goes, look how quick she moved. Man, that was powerful. And I did too. I was in awe. I wanted to tell both of them that they were an inspiration to me that day. That when I looked at them, I thought to myself, wow, they are strong people. Just by their appearance, you could just tell. And they eat right. They do. They didn't get any pizza. They didn't get any churro. They were letting the kids. You can't go to Sam's Club and not get a churro. That's all I got to say. That's going to be the title of this. You can't go to Sam's Club and not get a churro. But I just think that a lot of times, it's, and I don't tell people my age, and people make fun of me for this, that I don't really tell anyone how old I am, because I could care less. I think that you put yourself in a box when you say, I am this age, I am this age, because then someone's like, well, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. Nobody will ever tell me that I shouldn't be doing something, because I'm going to prove them wrong. And I want you to have that same mindset, but I'm talking about good things like the promotion, or not getting a certain job, or not being a good enough dad or mom, things like that. I'm not talking about going out there and doing something that's not good. So I think what I want you to think about today is, how are you living? What are you doing? What are things that you're doing to help you better yourself? Because I want to be here for my grandkids. I want to be here for them. I want to be strong for them. When I see my parents, I think of strength. I think of youth. When I see my in-laws, I think of strength. I think of youth. They're all youthful people. They're all strong people. People follow them. People like them. People want to be around them. And I think that's so great, because they're active, they move, they like to walk, they like to go to the gym, they like to help people. And that's admirable and inspiring to me. So as you're getting older, because most of the people that listen to this podcast are anywhere from 30 years old to 60 something years old, even 70. I think as you're aging, what are you doing to help yourself not age as quickly, right? What are you doing to help yourself to feel better? What are you doing in the gym? What are you doing? Because the gym and strength training can be your saving grace. I do believe that when it comes to your fitness, when it comes to your health. So that way you can do things like go to church and help people, serve the Lord and help people, all those things. Because if you're not healthy, if you're not strong, you can't do it. You can't physically do it. You can't. So why not take care of yourself? Why not help yourself? Why not achieve great things through your health? So that's my question for you today. How are you getting there? What are you doing? And I'm definitely calling this podcast, you got to have a churro when you go to Sam's Club, for sure. It's definitely going to be the title. But I just wanted that quick message. I hope you're enjoying whatever you're doing in the world, and I hope you're conquering it. I hope you're doing your best. Make sure to go follow everything that we're doing. Subscribe to this podcast. It really helps me out to get the message word, Simplicity of Fitness, Simplicity of Fitness out there. So thank you so much for joining the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.